Today is Monday, the 22nd of April, 2024. Wow, that's crazy. And I'm your host. My name is Sean. When I say, wow, that is crazy, I'm talking about the date. It's 2024 now. I was born in the mid-70s. So that's why I say that 2024 is crazy, because I think that it is.
I want to know why you guys are saying that I owe you anything.
Child support agency, you never really love me. You never really love my kid. All you really care about is the money. I told you once and I tell you again. I love my kid, but don't make him a brand. Don't extort me and call me a friend. I paid last month and I do it again. You gotta walk in my shoes. I gotta tell you the truth. You never cared about us. You just wanna get the money and live us a mess.
And I got, see, this is so funny that you guys say this. I pay every month. I paid that on June 25th. I'm pretty sure that's June 25th. It says that I made that payment.
Right. It hit our system June 27th.
Oh, okay. So you do see that I paid for July.
Well,
that was the July payment. That was supposed to be paid July 1st, but I pay it June 25th. I pay it 6 days early, just so you guys don't freak out about that.
It is very important that everyone understands this about this podcast up front. It is my opinion as a parent that all children need some type of support, whether it be teaching, whether it be financial support, anything. They need some type of support. The current child support program that's in place right now in America is absolutely wrong. They treat all paying parents like they're criminals, without any regard for what they think. Right before I started doing this podcast, I logged on Facebook real quick, and I got this error message. It disabled my mouse. I was like helpless, kind of. And it said, please don't shut down your computer or blah, 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 whatever. What happened was, somebody figured out how to make that. That was a Microsoft message. It completely disabled everything. And it wasn't the blue screen of death, but this blue stripe came across the screen. So I was like, I don't know, that looks like a real Microsoft message. But there was a web page like right in front of it. And it said, do not attempt to shut down your computer or restart your computer or whatever. So anyway, if that ever happens to you, Alt+F4 will cancel the active window. It will close the active window, just FYI. And there's some other ways to do it. I don't exactly know. But anyway, after I got that off my screen, I shut the computer down and turned it back on, and it worked absolutely normally. So then I went to like Google, and I Googled that error message, and it showed somebody else had the exact same error message that I got. And I looked at it and they said that was a scam. So, I mean, it looked real to me, but it was a scam. Actually, what happened was somebody figured out how to set that off. So, and a lot of things happen to your computer, and they usually don't damage your computer. They usually use your computer like as a server to like bounce off of, to go to other sites, you know, bad sites or whatever they do. I don't even know what they do. But it's not like back in the day, there was a virus called Chernobyl. Now, that virus, if you caught that virus on your computer, it ruined hard drives. It actually did bad things to hard drives. Viruses do not do that anymore. Once they get your computer infected, they don't turn your computer into nothing. They use your computer to bounce off of to go and do other things. So it will look like the dirt or the bad stuff or the illegal stuff actually got done from your machine. So like as I'm doing this podcast right now, or as I'm, you know, at any time, like somebody can be using the computer, you know, to do bad stuff, and the owner, the rightful owner of that computer, will never ever know. Happens all the time. So Like my car is being in this really loud noise right now. So my car is pretty much disabled. I mean, I can't use it to earn with anymore. So I have no income coming in at all. So all this stuff, like I've been, like I had this thing and it says over 20 years of 100% on time payments. So for the first time in over 20 years, I haven't been able, I got like 7 maxed out credit cards and I'm just not able to pay them right now because I don't have any income. So like I was able, my mother did have some cash, so I borrowed it from her to pay the child support bill that is due on the first of the month. Now the child support, see, what they do is they like to suspend your driver's license. They suspend driver's license and ask questions later. Now, what that does is that completely cuts off everything with Uber. Uber will not let you even log on to their system if your driver's license gets suspended. So, first, child support starts the driver's license suspension. That's the first thing they do. So, I mean, I got a tiny bit of income that's able to trickle in right now, but if my driver's license were to be suspended, that would be it with Uber, nothing. And then they'd like to send the sheriff or the police or whatever, wherever you're at, into your home and arrest you. So out of all those payments that I can't make, they're all civil. I handle all that in court, no problem. Except for the child support agency. Now, the child support agency actually will get physical with you. It's actually a huge problem. So they'll put stuff on your credit report because they've done that before to me. They made mistakes many times with me. So they do that first. Then they suspend your driver's license. So they do that at the same time. And then they send the sheriff out. So all of the things that I have, they, you know, all of the bills that I can't pay right now because I have no income, I have no money, all of that is all civil, except for the child support agency. They're the only ones that will come out and actually arrest you. They'll start an arresting order. Now, if somebody were to come out and arrest me, the federal government pays the state governments for that. If they send a letter out, any type of enforcement action that is set in place by the child support agency, they get paid from the federal government for that. So every little thing that you do, the child support agency is absolutely going to call you on it. And the reason why that is because they get paid. So everything that you do as a parent, in addition to, you know, disciplining your child or teaching your child, in addition to all that stuff, they also will call you on every little thing that you do. So I was able to borrow the cash money that I needed from my mother. I was very fortunate that she even had that. So I took that money and I went right to Amscot and I got a money order and I sent it to them. So like I remember when I was a kid or when I was younger, 20 years ago, 25 years ago, stamps costed 25 cents and they would take 2 days to send. Now they cost 68 cents and they take 5 days to send. So I sent it from Amscot like around like noontime or 1 o'clock. I don't even know when it was exactly. But I'm estimating that it will actually get to the child support office in 5 days. So today is a Monday. Hopefully it'll get there Friday. Probably Saturday. So I'm hoping to get something sent from that they received the payment that's due on May 2nd. I'm hoping to get a text message from them that has been applied to my account on Monday. But you know, like on Christmas, when I sent it 5 days early, I sent it way early on Christmas. No, actually, I did. It was due on the 1st of January, and I sent it on Christmas Eve. So, it was supposed to land there on time, But because like so many people send cards and send mail during the holidays, it got jammed up. Now that also happened on Easter. I sent it on Easter Sunday. I sent it like on the 15th or the 16th. I don't even know. I have it written down somewhere or not. I don't handwrite anything. I do everything. With this label maker that I got, it's a Label Writer 450 that I got from Amazon used in 2019. So what I do, that I love that thing. I use that thing for address labels. I use it for everything. And so like when there's something that I need to like handwrite, I look at that. I get it. Like, for example, I send a lot of letters like certified return receipt. And at the post office, you're able to grab those things and bring them home with you. So I did that. So I'm looking at this thing, at this like certified return receipt, and then there's like some type of green card that you also send with it. So I'm looking at that. And I'm like, my label will fit right there. And I looked at the other thing. I'm like, I got it down pat. I don't handwrite anything. But sometimes, like when I went to the post office in like 2022 to send something to Greece, that got bounced back to me because I don't have the correct address for my son's mother at all. I just don't have it. But anyway, so I sent that to her in Greece and it bounced back. But because at the post office they use these things for carbon copies, it's like multiple pieces of paper, so you gotta write on the top one because it copies down to the next one and down to the one after that. So that was an instance. I know how to write, I just don't like to. And then the other instance where I always gotta use my hand is when I have, is when something calls for a wet signature. That's what they call it now, a wet signature. When you're signing stuff with a pen, always sign stuff with a blue ink pen, by the way. So that way when they copy it, they usually gets copied in a black and white printer. So if you sign in blue and it comes, if you're looking at a piece of paper that you sign and that signature is black, that piece of paper that you're looking at has been copied. So I always sign stuff in blue ink. Always, always, always. And I always gotta sign stuff with my hand. Now, like, if I compare my signature now to my signature, like, when I was a child, like, I look at my Social Security card and there's a signature on it, it's way different. I mean, it's similar, but it's way different now that I'm older than it was when I was a child. There are a lot of differences from when I was a child till now. A lot of differences. There's a lot of stuff people didn't tell me. Like, for example, about getting old. When you get old, there's hair that grows out of places that it never grows. And it's all gray also. Like, out of your ears, out of your nose. Crazy stuff happens. Gray hair comes out of your head. Gray hair is even in my beard. It's everywhere. That's what happens when you get old. Nobody told me that. And also, like, things ache if you don't use them and then you use them again. Like, for example, like, when I was a kid, I could play all day long. Now, if I play for, like, 15 or 30 minutes, the next day I feel it. That's crazy to me. There are so many things that I took for granted when I was a kid that I could do all the time. Like jumping. If I jump now, I'm going to feel it the next day. There's so many things. Like motor skills. Like nobody even thinks about that. Like your ability to reach out and grab something. That's like nothing. We do that all the time. That's like no big deal. But people that have like Parkinson's and stuff, that is crazy. They have absolutely no control over what they do. So, like, you know, like when they reach out and do stuff and, like, you know, like wail around and stuff and don't have any control over a lot of things. I took that for granted for so long. And then I started watching it on TV. There was, like, people, like, for example, like, that comedian that was really sad when he killed himself out in California, what was his name? I forget his name even. But anyway, He played Mork and Mindy on... He was in Happy Days once. Carpe Diem, Seize the Day guy. I don't know his name. I forget his name. I'll think of it like when it does not matter. It matters right now. I need that name and I just can't think of it. That happens all the time. That's another symptom of getting older. Also, like when I was younger, I could literally like shut my eyes and go to sleep like within 5 or 10 minutes. It's not like that now. As you start to approach 40 years old, sleeping gets harder and harder and harder, and it's completely psychological. I try to turn my brain off, but I can't. What helps me a lot is if I do meditation at that time when I'm trying to go to sleep, when I calm everything down and I block everything out, there's a lot of bad things happening in my life. For example, like right now, I have absolutely no income coming in. So when I post this podcast, I'll post a video also. There is no money for me coming in right now. Like my car has, I think I took a picture of it like last week or something. I don't even know. It was like 547,000 miles on. I changed the oil in it every 2 weeks. At rideshare-driver.blog, there's a maintenance log of everything that I have ever done to the car since I have owned it. Every oil change, every part I've replaced, even like I need to do that. Also, like when I replace batteries in the key fobs, I put them in the log. I put everything in the log, mileage and date. I put everything in the log. It's very detailed at rideshare-driver.blog. So it's there 24 hours a day. And like I have the Google Docs app on my phone. So when I go to the oil change place, then I look at the mileage and I put the date. And then I put the oil change information in there. I do that every time I've got the oil changed. And so right now, the car is making a very loud noise. I mean really loud. Like, sounds like the sound a trash compactor makes. I mean, like, there's banging around. I'm pretty sure it's coming from the exhaust area, but I don't know for sure. But it does run, and I do have the ability to, like, you know, go grocery shopping and go to the bank and stuff, like little stuff. But I'm saving it for job interviews and like going to a job. The closer, the better to Ellington. The closer, the better. I could really use a job. But anyway, so like as you approach 40, it gets harder and harder to sleep. Like when I was a young man, like under 30. I could sleep whenever I wanted to. I could just shut my eyes and like 10 minutes later I'd be sleeping. I mean, I snored like a crazy person. I've always snored, and that is crazy. But anyway, like there are a lot of things that I can't do now that are like different than when I was a child that I took for granted. When I was like, I don't know, 12 or 13, the beginning of the know-it-all years. That's what I call the know-it-all years. When a person, it used to happen when I was younger, like when we turned 13, then that's when you became a know-it-all. But it's happening earlier now. There's like iPads and phones and electronic devices everywhere. So it is definitely the information age. So it used to happen when we were like 13 and 14 and stuff. Now it's happening with these kids. They even got a name for it. It's pre-tweens. So like when kids are like 10, 11, 12, they're starting the know-it-all years early. So when they're like 10 and 11, they start to get slick out of the mouth. It's crazy. I did it when I was a kid and I didn't know. It's just like something that happens. So anyway, but you have to, like, as soon as that happens, you need to freak out on them immediately. You need to set the tone immediately when that happens. And it's going to happen. Like, for example, like if a kid is like 8 or 9 years old and they've always been a good kid, when they're like 10 or 11 or 12 and they come slick out of the mouth all of a sudden, you need to freak out on them right when they do that. A single time when they do that, freak out on them and it won't happen ever again. But if you don't, it's not something that you can just like start out of the blue. I don't know, like some people are different, so maybe you can start out of the blue. It's definitely worth a shot. But definitely the first time it happens, you need to completely freak out about that, because these kids, they forget about who their parents are and how they're expected to behave. You don't talk. There's a certain way that you just do not talk to your parents. I mean, in my know-it-all years, when I was like 14, a very long time ago, I probably did come slick out the mouth of my parents. But now my parents are like the greatest thing in the world. Like, I don't want anything to happen to my parents. My dad lives here in Manatee County. My mom lives with me in Manatee County. So even though they're separated, they still live in the same county. And there are so many things that they just forget about. They just don't care about. Like, all they really care about right now is like what's going to happen tomorrow. That's something that happens when you turn, I think, like 60. This is something that I very rarely, almost never talk about. Like this program. See, I take this program for granted a lot. It's called the program that I use to record all these podcasts with. I don't know. I've been doing this for a couple years now. It's not a big deal. It's a small little podcast. And like everybody's got a podcast these days. But anyway, like this program, it's called Audacity. And like right now, like I'm just like talking and babbling into this microphone, and it's on like this like road stand thing. I don't know, but anyway, but this program Audacity is very complex if you want it to be, but it's very simple to use and they update it all the time. It's a badass program. It's really awesome. The problem is, the thing that I like about it the most is the cost. It's completely free. There are no costs for it. I think it's like audacity.com. I don't know. It's bad. I've had this program for so long. But it's strictly an audio program. Completely an audio program. That's it. Like, for example, like, I'll go to like YouTube. And I'll look through all the music, like the particular song that I want. And I don't get the regular version of the song because what they copyright in the music, the melody is also copyrighted. But YouTube freaks out about the other copyright. And the copyright is on the person that is singing. The copyright is on their voice. And YouTube freaks out about that. Like, for example, like one time I was pulling into a gas station, I was playing Luke Combs' Fast Car on my radio. I was just playing it on the radio and I had it recorded from my dash cam in my car. I uploaded that to YouTube and YouTube wouldn't let me do it. They freaked out about that. So if you're doing any type of recording, get cover music and play cover music all the time. Like in my car, in my Uber, when my car runs perfectly, then I play all the time cover music in my car. All the songs are like similar, but like the Texas Hold'em song, like by Beyonce, is brand new. But like I like that song a lot. I get a cover of it though, and I put it in the car. So I listen to all the music that I like, and the one that I like the most, that's the one that I take. And then I use the 4K downloader, which I got for free also. I got, somebody told me about that, and it's really awesome. Sean Cannell told me about that, the YouTube, the Thing Media guy. He told me, he did a video about that, and that's why I use it all the time. And what that does is that'll extract just the music from the YouTube video, or it will also extract the video, so it does either. So before I had before I knew about the 4K video downloader, I use some service online all the time. But anyway, so I have like, I mean, it's probably now close to like 90 cover songs. But so what I do is when I go to YouTube, I go through them all, and the one that I like the most, the one that I choose usually, that's the one that has drums in it. People do these acoustic things all the time. but I want the version that has drums in it. So when I see somebody, like when I see a band and it has like everything, like drums and a singer and a lead guitarist, when I see that, that's the one I usually end up taking. I listen to it. And if I don't like it, then I leave it. If I do like it, then I take it. Also, another thing that I do now that I'm in my mid-40s and not a child anymore, I do everything a certain way. So, like, I mean, like, I'll go out of my way to find a trash can to throw something in the trash. And when people litter, that kind of gets on my nerves. There was somebody that, like, asked me if they could throw a banana peel out the window, and I was like, no, please don't. And it was cool that they asked me, because, like, I mean, it is, a banana peel is biodegradable. It will eventually break down, but, like, I don't want it going out my window. Anyway, there's another thing, like, in the state of Florida, like, when somebody litters, like, the person that, when they, if there was a police officer that were to pull over, let's say it happened in a vehicle and there were multiple people in the vehicle, the person that fesses up to it, or during the course of the police officer investigation, if he figures out who did it, then they can give the ordinance, the ticket, the ordinance violation directly to that person. Doesn't necessarily have to go to the driver. And the same thing with, like, driving under the influence. Like, if there's a person in the back of the car that is under the influence, they can give that person a ticket if they want to. They can give the ordinance violation directly to them if they want. It doesn't necessarily have to go to the driver. But, like, in every other circumstance, like, when you get pulled over or if you get an accident or anything happens to your vehicle, it's usually the driver's fault. The driver is held responsible. And that's not always the case. Like, I don't ever borrow a car. But, like, let's say if you did borrow a car from somebody else, and the person that you borrowed the car from, for example, like, they didn't do a good brake job on it or something. So, like, when you pull up to somebody, you accidentally hit them, that is whoever was driving that vehicle at that time's fault. Now, really, in reality, we know that it was actually probably the fault of the person that owns the vehicle because they didn't get a good brake job done on the car. But for all intents and purposes, at that specific time, it's the driver's fault. And that's who will assume that violation. That is who will be responsible anyway for that violation. Right now it is 4:22 p.m. Like, my mother just reminded me that I have a 5 o'clock video interview with somebody for a job. I didn't forget about it. I knew it was at 5 today, but I didn't know it was like getting close to 4:30. I didn't know I was like really close to that, but whatever. So I'll export this and then deal with this later. It's not due until Tuesday at 11 p.m. Oh yeah, I just thought about this. Like, all this stuff that I use, the microphone and the, it's like on a boom thing from Rode. Like, all this information I got from a video I watched on YouTube from Buzzsprout. So when it was time to host my podcast, who do you think that I chose to host my podcast? I hosted it with Buzzsprout because they gave me all this information and, like, a lot of information about podcasts. Also, I like Pat Flynn a lot. He talks about his podcast experiences all the time on YouTube. I really like him. I got his book. I read his book. He's really good. But anyway, back to Buzzsprout. So Buzzsprout are the people that I host this podcast with, and they are awesome. There's two dudes on there. I forget their names exactly, but, you know, like, I pop in, I watch a video of theirs every now and again, whatever. But they're awesome at Buzzsprout. So, just FYI. So if anybody is ever considering, like, opening a podcast, Buzzsprout is crazy awesome. And the reason why I keep this podcast to a minimum is because I get like, I don't know, it's like 90 minutes a month or 2 hours a month for like $12 or something. I don't even know what it costs, but it's something like that. That's why I try to keep this to a minimum always. So now I'll actually have to go there and divide it by four and figure out how long exactly I can do a podcast for and get away with it. So I did everything that I need to get prepared for this video interview, which actually, like, I just did a quick test of, like, the video camera that I use, and which I got from, you guessed it, Amazon, like, I don't know, like, 3 or 4 or 5 months ago, maybe. I don't know. I don't even know why I did it. Like, I just got it, and it's been, like, kicking around my room. So, like, when it's not in use, I completely disconnect it from my computer, because that is, like, the most awesome thing that hackers want to get their hands on. Like, when they remote a new machine, they compromise it, and they use it for illegal stuff to, like, bounce off of and to, like, do all kinds of illegal stuff with your computer. Literally, like, you could be sitting at your computer and, like, bad things could be happening and you will get blamed for it and you didn't even do anything. But anyway, so, like, I USB plugged this camera into my phone and I tested it and it was working great. So I closed the app and then I went back to Audacity because I was going to finish doing this podcast. And then when I clicked record, it wasn't like recording everything that I needed. It was like recording a little bit of it. It was like a line across the screen. And I'm like, before it was like working fine. And now it's like just a little line. It's like weird. So I unplugged the video camera that I use because that has a microphone in it also. So I unplugged that and then I clicked record again and it's working perfectly. So when I have that device plugged in USB, it makes this podcast record like half as good as usual. So it's really bad. So in this post, when I post this podcast, like, I'll also post like a video that I'm accepting donations and I'll put this thing on there so that like instant donations will be accepted. So for example, like this one person that I knew, like I used to work with her like 25 years ago. The first job out of college that I had, I worked with her. And like since I left there, I've talked to her a couple times and like I'm friends with her on Facebook and stuff. But that's it. And she sent me a donation of $100 and I was like, dang, that's crazy awesome. That really helped me out a lot. It helps me out very much. And it was like no big deal. It's like $100. Like $100. People tithe and give to like their church and give to these politicians and donate and stuff. Break some of that out and give it to me. It'll actually get used for like a bill or something good. You'll actually be helping somebody instead of like if you give to a political candidate. What you're doing is you're making sure that they get elected. You're not giving that money to endorse change of any kind. Like, the United States government is still behind COVID. They still are behind probably the September 11th attacks. They're behind a lot of stuff. There's nothing that you can do once you give that money. Once you donate that money to a political candidate, whoever the political candidate is, that is not ensuring anything, but there is going to help out with their election. Usually a political candidate is going to either get elected or not get elected. And your donation probably won't make a difference there, but it might. You never know. But if you were to donate to me, I'm actually a person in need right now. And if you were to donate to me, like, it would significantly help me out. It would help me out a lot. Like what that, her name is Sue. Like, what Sue gave me, I think it was, like, last night. Like, what Sue donated to me last night, Like, it was like $100. That's like no big deal to a lot of people. I mean, like, a lot of times people give thousands of dollars to political candidates or their church or whatever. Like, $100 makes a huge difference to me. $200 is like crazy. Like something small, like even 20 or like 10 or 5 after hyperinflation. It used to be like a dollar would go a long way, but a dollar doesn't do anything after hyperinflation. You need $2 or $3 or $5. Like, a $5 bill is how a $1 bill used to be. And then I was watching something else. I watched the Clear Value Tax Guy on YouTube a lot. Actually, I watch YouTube a lot anyway. But the Clear Value Tax Guy said that hyperinflation is coming back. And I'm like, dang, that's crazy, because it's like already hiked the price of everything. Like, fuel, I got like $10 fuel today. Like, that $100 that Sue gave me, I used 10 of it to get gas today in my Prius, and that usually gives me about 150 miles. But I looked at the gas thing before I got there, and gas is $3.53 a gallon, and I get gas usually at Wawa. And Wawa gas pumps, they're always like right on the money. So there, I don't ever think, maybe there was a time they were like a penny high or a penny low or something. I don't even know. But anyway, so like, you can see like how much you're going to pay for gas before you actually pull into the gas station. And $3.50 is absolutely crazy. Like, I remember, like, I think it was like last year, maybe. Yeah, I think it was like last year. I gave a ride to somebody named Vicky. I picked her up at Tampa International Airport in the express side on the blue side. Anyway, so I picked her up there, and she told me that she said 100 years ago, but it was probably like, I don't know, 60 or so. I paid her like 65, somewhere around there. But anyway, she said that when she was in college, she was going to college in like Iowa, I think, and she came to Florida on spring break for vacation, and they absolutely refused to pay 57 cents a gallon for gas. And they went down the street to another gas station and paid 54 cents a gallon. That's what I'm talking about. Gas will never be that low. Like, in COVID, I think during COVID was the lowest that I ever witnessed it, that I ever remember it. I took a picture of it. That's how low it was. And it was like $1.68. A gallon, that is very, very cheap in the United States. I remember I picked somebody up from the Don Cesar Hotel, which is in Pinellas County. And when I picked them up one time, they told me that, see, like, I already knew this, like, in the UK or Britain or whatever over there, across the pond, whatever, the gas is sold, and in Canada also, gas is sold and purchased by the liter, not by the gallon. And there is 4 liters in a gallon. So, like, he did some quick math, and I was looking at his phone, and it was like $8.75 a gallon. That's crazy. For a gallon of gas, $8.75. Supposedly, like, in California, that's what they pay per gallon, like close to $10 or whatever. And in New York, they pay that also. The problem with that is that that money spends here in Florida, and fuel here in Florida, like $4 is like for the expensive stuff, or like, no, for the stuff with ethanol in it. When I was a kid, there was no ethanol in any fuel, but they put ethanol in fuel now. And they say it's like 10% or whatever. So ethanol-free fuel, you got to pay a premium for that. And that's like $4 a gallon. But it's 89 octane, which is like the middle stuff. So I guess that's kind of cool. So I just set a timer on my phone to like go off and remind me when it's like time to like plug in my video thing again and like be done with recording this podcast. But anyway, so I just checked, And Buzzsprout has also a free plan, which I'm probably going to have to go to pretty soon. But the plan that I have right now is $12 a month for 3 hours. So I did the math, and it's like 45 minutes an episode is what I got. And like, I've been babbling a lot on this podcast, so it's getting close to like 45 minutes. But anyway, it's at like 38 minutes right now. So if you've been listening to me, like, this is what I would do. This is what I do a lot of times in the car. I listen to books, and like, when I have no more books to listen to, I switch over to podcasts, which are very useful also. I like books, but if I don't have a book to read, I'll switch over to podcasts, and I do that a lot. So I just checked, and the first part, like, I do these sensations, like the intro to this podcast, I do, and then I stop, and then I export that, so like, I don't have to chop it in the middle. It should like save me a little bit of time, not a lot, but a little, and all that time adds up later on. But anyway, like, at 27 minutes and 55 seconds of this podcast, I exported it. I would think that that was when I got reminded about the video episode or the video interview that I have, which are really cool. There was nothing. There was no internet at all when I was a child. I'm pretty old. But the internet has been going on for only 25 years. So I remember I said to my son one time, I was like, I remember a time when there was no internet and no cell phones. He said to me, he's like, gee, Dad, that sounds like a horrible time. So now I'm talking to like an 8-year-old. I'm trying to defend a time with no internet, no cell phones, to an 8-year-old child. That is not something that I'm going to win at all. It's not a kind of type of conversation I'm going to do well at all. This is just a real quick blurb I wanted to include in here. Like, Buzzsprout, I think it's like for $6 million, they do this thing called Magic Mastering. And people love Magic Mastering. Everybody loves it. And I did it for a little while, but I checked it out, and somebody on Facebook replied and said that they use... This is what Buzzsprout uses. They're very vocal about this. They're transparent about everything. They said that they use Auphonic. So if you go directly to Auphonic, they got a free plan, and they give you like, I don't know, it's like 2.5 hours a month for absolutely free. So every podcast that I do, I also run through Auphonic first. I'm not paying Buzzsprout no $6 for Magic Mastering when Auphonic does it for free. There is absolutely no way. So when you see that, or when somebody tries to charge you for Magic Mastering, what that does is that levels out all the audio in the music. People are in the audio file. People like it when that happens. So it takes out, it's like noise cancellation, other noises that it takes out. It does a lot of cool stuff, but it's all electronic. And so like, you upload the file to their server, and they master it, and then you got to download it again. It's like, for me, it's not really a big deal. Like, to save $6 a month, I do it. But other people, they don't have a problem paying $6 a month. I would imagine that Buzzsprout probably buys the service in bulk, and they probably buy like, I don't know, like 5,000 minutes a month, and they probably pay like $2,500, and then, you know, sell it a little bit at a time. That's what I think anyway. I don't know that for sure, but I do know for sure that Buzzsprout, their Magic Mastering service, is just Auphonic. That's all it is, and Auphonic has a free plan. That lady that sent me that message, that video interview, was a joke again. The same one, like, I looked at last week, somebody invited me to a video interview, or it was a video meeting last week. And I logged in, and there was a lot of people in there. It wasn't like an interview, like a one-on-one type interview. They have a lot of people. I guess they narrow it down to positions that are open, and they narrow it down, they narrow it down. I'm not interested in being narrowed down. Like, for example, like someone sent me an offering today for a phone interview. That's a one-on-one, or maybe even they have somebody else. I don't know. The NSA is involved, and they're always recording everything, and they turn it into words, and they can access it like a database. So, like, for example, like when you're talking on the phone with one other person, and you're like your kid or something, and you know that that's who you're talking to, you're not alone. The NSA or the CIA or whoever it is recording that entire conversation. And if you, it'll come back up if you ever run for office, or if you ever do anything political, or if you ever are in trouble for anything, that will get access and that'll be looked at. And whether or not they want to actually dig into it or not is completely a different story.
I want to know why you guys are saying that I owe you anything.
Child support agency, you never really loved me. You never really loved my kid. All you really care about is the money. I told you once and I tell you again. I love my kid, but don't make him a brand. Don't extort me and call me a friend. I paid last month and I do it again. You gotta walk in my shoes. I gotta tell you the truth. You never cared about us. You just wanna get the money and live us a mess.
And I got, see, this is so funny that you guys say this. I pay every month. I paid that on June 25th. I'm pretty sure that's June 25th. It says that I made that payment.
Right. It hit our system June 27th.
Oh, okay. So you do see that I paid for July.
Well,
that was the July payment. That was supposed to be paid July 1st, but I pay it July, June 25th. I pay it 6 days early, just so you guys don't freak out about that.